I always get nervous when I approach these kinds of topics because I think they hit close to home. Many of you have children that the world tremendously admires. You know it! You know it! If your children are in school, you go and you sit there and these teacher conferences are just, well, they're an exercise in accolades. Oh, your daughter is the sweetest thing. I wish I had a whole classroom full of her. Your son, I adore yours. He's a natural leader, that one. And you sit there and you just kind of suck in all of these compliments. Many of you will tell me that I'm very frustrated with my son or my daughter, but everybody else loves them. Everybody thinks they're a great kid. Everybody compliments us. I must be doing something right, huh? All right. This is addressed to those of you who have wonderful children in the eyes of all the world. But at home, you're, well, not quite so convinced. At the same time, and this is where the truth could sting a little bit. At the same time, you take consolation in the fact that they treat other people nice, that they are mannerly and responsible and pleasant and sociable with other people. With you, they argue, or they're snotty. Or they're ungrateful, uncooperative. Okay, ladies, got a question for you. This is for the girls. I can't say girl. That's kind of gender insensitive. This is for the estrogen Americans out there. Suppose you're at a grocery store. Some woman you don't know comes up to you and says, "Excuse me, I know you don't know me, and please forgive me for being so forward, but I work with your husband. And I have to tell you, he is the kindest, the sweetest, everybody at work loves him. We all love him. He's positive. He's so patient. He's so tolerant. He never has a scornful word for anyone. Oh, we're envious of you." Now let that sink in. If your husband is that way with you and the children, you could look back and say, "Yep, I got a gem." If he is not, okay, these comments are not going to make you feel real good. As a matter of fact, they're going to hurt real bad. Why? Because you have found that you're not all that high on his niceness priority list. It hurts. It hurts. This doesn't make you feel loved, finding out that he treats everybody else nice, but not you. Well, there's a parallel here to our children. On one hand, it is good that they have enough residual social properness to be nice to other people. That's good. That's what you want them to do. On the other hand, you don't want them to reserve their worst behavior for you. That's a problem. Now, is it reality that most people treat most poorly those closest to them? Yes, it is a reality. It's a sad reality. But I'm going to tell you it's a reality that's flipped on its head. Let's look at ourselves for a moment. It seems to me that the closer into the emotional circle of mine that people come, I should work harder to treat them better. I should treat my wife better than I treat anybody. I should treat my kids pretty close to that good. And as I move out of my social circle, it's not as hard to treat other people nice. Why? Well, because they don't put any demands on me. I don't have this emotional connection and frustration that can happen between me and one of my kids. It's easier to be pleasant and nice at a superficial level with people as you move outside of your social circle. Concentrically, you move away from the emotional core. But what I owe to myself and to those closest to me is to put my maximum effort into treating them nice. So that if ever someone comes to my wife at a grocery store and says, I know your husband and he's the sweetest, nicest guy, she'll be able to honestly say, I think so too. Rather than biting her lip and coming home and telling me, well, Ray, at least you treat somebody nice. I believe it is the very core of our Christianity, the very heart, to put forth maximum effort to treat those closest to us better, and to not take some kind of perverse consolation in that I'm nice to most people. Yeah, I'm arbitrary with my children and I yell at them and I get frustrated with them and I kick them in the pants. But the neighbor lady, I'm always waving to her. She thinks I'm the sweetest guy in the world. It is good that I'm nice to the neighbor lady, even when I think she's a pain in the backside. But my maximum Christian effort has to be with my family or those closest to me, my parents and relatives and brothers and sisters, and people who, by virtue of their very closeness, can be difficult, as can I. It's on its head. It's flipped on its head. We are more giving and loving and patient and tolerant to those that are nowhere near as close to us as the people we interact with day in and day out, be whoever they might be. Yeah, okay. It is good that your children are admired by other people, but you are their mother or their father, and you do more for them than all of those other people put together times 10. The most important thing is that they treat you well. And sometimes you will just have to make that happen, because they might not do it on their own. Why? Because they're wired like the rest of us. We are sloppiest in our conduct toward those closest to us. That's why I'm so nice to all you people. Yeah, I go home, my wife says, Ray, can you talk to me nice like you talk to your callers? Hey, only have to interact with the callers for 5 minutes, honey.